Fisher KNDY Weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of the day, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures mid-70s, winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 50s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. As into Friday, we'll have a blend of clouds and sun, high is 75, winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. Friday night, mostly cloudy, low near 54. Saturday, chance for some storms. Currently, it's 68.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Syngenta has reached a settlement with farmers involved in lawsuits over the launch of Syngenta's AgriSure Viptera and AgriSure Duracade corn traits. The lawsuits allege Syngenta's release of traits unapproved in China led the nation to reject U.S. corn shipments and pushed corn prices lower. The settlement is estimated to be close to $1.5 billion. The settlement does not apply to lawsuits filed by U.S. grain handlers Archer Daniels Midland and Cargill against Syngenta, though, and further cases brought by farmers in Canada still pending. Syngenta says the proposed settlement would allow both sides to avoid the uncertainty of ongoing litigation. Lawyers representing corn farmers in the federal litigation confirmed what they called a preliminary settlement framework, Syngenta denying any wrongdoing in the case. The American Farm Bureau and others saying tax reform framework released on Wednesday includes important principles for agriculture. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said in a statement that AFBF encouraged by the inclusion of lower tax rates for individuals who own businesses, elimination of the death tax, and some business interest deductibility. But AFBF says any tax reform package should also include the continuation of cash accounting and like-kind exchanges, unlimited stepped-up bases, and lower capital gains taxes. President Trump announced a tax framework at the Farm Bureau building in the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Meanwhile, NCBA welcomes the tax plan, saying cattle producers very pleased with the president's plan. And for the first time, the U.S. has dropped to the top spot in global ranking of how well countries can feed their own people. A new ranking shows Ireland now as the world's most food secure nation, with the U.S. second as the most food secure nation. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
In English muffin toasting bread for the best grilled cheese sandwiches. Toasted Dakota style 12 grain with homemade jam. Cinnamon burst French toast with butter and real maple syrup. People are talking about their country hearth favorites, and we want to hear from you too. Join us on Facebook for great recipes, money saving coupons, and special announcements, and our free Bread Friday giveaways. Join us at facebook.com/countryhearthbread. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A fifth suspect has been charged in a triple homicide in Topeka on the same day that three others were ordered to stand trial in the killings. Cora Lyles was charged yesterday with two counts of first-degree murder. Also yesterday, a preliminary hearing ended with Brian Flowers, Joseph Lowry, and Shane Mays being bound over for trial. Gage County has reserved beds at a jail across the state line in northern Kansas and at a jail in south central Nebraska. The Beatrice, Nebraska Daily Sun reports that the Gage County, Nebraska Board of Supervisors approved a contract yesterday for 10 beds in the Washington County, Kansas jail and 5 at the jail in Nebraska's Dawson County. The rate will be $45 per bed per day, regardless of whether or not they're used by inmates from Gage County, Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Tyson Poultry has been big in Kansas news as of the last week as far as different communities vying for a plant that was going to go to Leavenworth County. Well, Tyson Poultry also big in Missouri news after pleading guilty yesterday to violating the Federal Clean Water Act in 2014 with discharges from its plant in Monette. Under a plea deal announced yesterday in federal court in Springfield, Missouri, Tyson agreed to pay $2 million in fines, serve 2 years of probation, and pay $500,000 to maintain and restore waterways in the Monette, Missouri area. A Kansas man has been sentenced to more than 19 years in prison for sex crimes against a child under the age of 14. The Kansas Attorney General's Office says 26-year-old Robert Pruitt of Kiowa was sentenced yesterday to 231 months after he pled guilty to one count of attempted rape and other charges. Mid-America Network News.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The family of a 2-year-old Nebraska boy who was killed by an alligator last year at Walt Disney World has created a foundation to help families with children receiving organ transplants. Matt Graves said yesterday that the Lane Thomas Foundation will help pay travel and living expenses for families with children who are being treated in Omaha at Children's Mercy Hospital or the Nebraska Medical Center. A grand jury has found no wrongdoing by officials in the death this past summer of an inmate at the Saunders County Jail. In a news release yesterday, Saunders County Attorney Stephen Twohig said the grand jury came to the decision in the case of 45-year-old Robert Imus, who died July 29th at a hospital after being found unresponsive in his cell. Officials say Imus's death was determined to have been caused by a methamphetamine overdose.
Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. Kitty Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met September 13th. During the Citizens Open Forum, Brian Froggle, Dana Rombeck, and Deb Bloomer spoke in support of the current administration at Marysville Junior Senior High. The board had recently met in executive session to discuss administration, although no action was taken. Enrollment figures are up significantly in the elementary school, prompting concern with a large kindergarten class. 60 students are enrolled, while just 48 were expected, with three teachers averaging a class size of 20 students. The elementary was up some 30 students as a result. The junior high was steady, and the high school up 4 or 5. First day enrollment figures are up from projected, though this does not help the district with funding this year. If numbers remain steady, it will help with funding next year. It was announced this week that MHS will return to 4A classification status for sports this next two-year cycle. USD 364 will be the lowest enrollment among 4A schools with 265 freshmen through senior students. After discussion, consensus was to move forward and send out bids for the agriculture education complex. The board would still have the option to reject any bids. A motion to approve $118,000 for fees relating to that effort then died for lack of a second after concern with how the fees would be broken down by phase. The architect will return with a breakdown at the next meeting. An ag education complex added to the south side of a new gymnasium under construction appeared to be the favorite option for consideration of use of excess bond funds remaining, as the bond project has come in significantly under budget due to lower than expected construction bids and interest rates. Some of those excess funds have been applied to tax relief, but a decision is needed before construction is complete as to earmarking the balance. The board discussed heating, ventilation, and air conditioning in the library music area and options for the walking track surface in the activity center. $79,000 was approved for purchase of new furniture for new spaces in the junior high, activity center, new office area, and the high school office suite. A request by Riverside High School to join the Twin Valley League was turned down by a single vote. 13 league schools cast 8 votes for inclusion and 5 were against. 9 votes were needed for adoption. Concerns with added travel time for Western schools were raised, as well as larger enrollment at Riverside than all other TVL schools. Hanover Kansans for Life will host a life chain this Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. at the U.S. 36 K-15 Junction in Washington. The effort is designed to raise awareness of pro-life choices, and the public is invited to participate. Recent business changes include Helen and Sherry Feldhausen announcing sale of Ott Electric in Marysville to the Scott Lindeen and Jim Rosebaugh families. Steve Pearson with Hanover Professional Pharmacy has announced that he sold his interest to Dustin Rogie of the Washington Pharmacy. Rogie has indicated that the Hanover Pharmacy will close, but local delivery options are being coordinated. Hanover Hospital also announced changes forthcoming with Pearson's retirement end of the year, completing 39 years service to the hospital. Can-Equip has announced they will be closing the Clay Center store. That closing will not affect other Can-Equip locations, including Marysville, which will remain in operation. Barbara Jane Welch, age 80, of Frankfurt, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfurt. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfurt in charge of arrangements for Barbara Welch. Lenora M. Wheeling, age 78, of Beatrice, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Christ Lutheran Church in Lincoln. Burial in Lincoln Memorial Park. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8 p.m. in Lincoln Memorial Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lenora Wheeling.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. With a high pressure system overhead, we will continue to see dry weather with partly to mostly sunny skies through tomorrow. We do have another low that's going to move through, bringing us some isolated showers and thunderstorms through the weekend, but it does look like rain showers likely as we get into Sunday night and into early Monday. It looks like temperature wise, not too bad. We'll remain in the 70s. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, 76. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Partly cloudy for tonight, lower 50s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. For Friday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 75. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 54. As we head into Saturday, it looks like isolated chances for some showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures right around 73. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms late at 57. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature late September 76, record high on this date 95 in 1911. The average low 51, the record low is 33 in 1942. Sunset this evening at 7:10, sunrise in the morning 7:17.
There's no time better suited for family outings than the fall. We have a few suggestions for making some family memories this season from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR66 to 350350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR66 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR66 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 66 to 350350.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 28th, the 271st day of the year. Chinese philosopher Confucius was born on this day, and in 1997, the DVD or original video disc was first introduced. Harvest season gets our vote for the best time of year for fun family activities. Nothing beats a hayride on a pick-your-own pumpkin farm. All the better if there's hot apple cider at the end or a fire for roasting marshmallows. The crisp air and fall colors make it the ideal season for a nature walk, too. Check out all those trails you passed up in the sweltering heat of the summer. And while you have the family together, bring out the sweaters and scarves and pose for your Christmas card portrait. You'll be a step ahead before the season gets too hectic. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Come celebrate fall with Pumpkins and More, now open at Hedstrom Hall in Marysville, just north of Highway 36 on 20th Street. They feature all manner of squash, the barnyard play area, a train ride, and fall photo opportunities for your family. Pumpkins and More is open 7 days a week for your enjoyment, Monday through Friday 4 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday noon to 5.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Paolo Orlando hit a two-run homer, his first of the season, as the Kansas City Royals rallied from a three-run deficit to beat Detroit 7-4 last night, the Tigers' ninth straight loss. The Tigers are now 4-22 in September and have been outscored 68-30 in their skid. The last time Detroit lost nine in a row was September 1st through 9th of 2005. Orlando's home run was the first since September of last year, going 117 at-bats between long balls. The Royals padded their lead with a three-run eighth, which was highlighted by a two-run double by Escobar. Whit Merrifield scored the first run of the inning on a wild pitch by Chad Bell. Again last night, the Royals victorious over the Tigers 7-4. They'll take the mound again tonight at 7:15 at the K and continue the series. Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
The University of Miami president says a member of the coaching staff is being investigated as part of the federal probe of basketball recruiting at seven universities. President Julio Frank says the school officials are alarmed and disappointed by the development. An attorney for head coach Jim Larrañaga says Larrañaga has no involvement with any accusations in the investigation. Meanwhile, Louisville has placed coach Rick Pitino and athletic director Tom Jurek on administrative leave. A federal appeals court has been asked by the NFL to dismiss Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott's entire lawsuit in its bid to lift an injunction that blocked Elliott's six-game suspension over a domestic violence case in Ohio. A three-judge panel in New Orleans has requested arguments from both sides over the jurisdiction of a Texas judge who put the NFL's suspension on hold. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football Friday, Marysville kicks off at Clay Center. Live coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And our Friday feature game, Frankfurt at Axtell, live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app as well.
tuned for the Coach's Corner each evening around 5:20. We'll talk with area high school football coaches. Monday, Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner each evening at around 5:20 follows evening sports. Plus, listen for live broadcast of home and away Marysville I games, area football games, plus Kansas and Kansas State College action on KNDY.
I'm an addict. If football's on TV, I'm watching. And when I'm watching, there's only two things that will get me out of my recliner. And one of those is a trip to the buffet table. Ours always includes grilled brats and hot dogs on Village Hearth buns. At halftime, we bring out a huge platter of cold cut sandwiches made on Country Hearth multigrain bread. Baked right here in the Midwest, Country Hearth and Village Hearth breads and buns are always fresh and delicious.
Touchdown! Yes! Yes!
Gardeners have been into aromatherapy way before it was hip and trendy. Just take a walk through a fragrant garden and your mood will improve. Increase these benefits by focusing your nose to certain herbs in the garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Rosemary can help focus your attention and increase your memory, according to a recent study at a university in the United Kingdom. And if you're feeling tired, take a whiff or taste of peppermint. Some believe that the tingling sensation you get when you smell or taste peppermint puts the brain on alert. So travel with a bag of peppermints to keep you attentive. Lavender is a great stress reliever that can be found to lower the heart rate. Give the leaves a rub, try a lavender bath, or place some under your pillow to help reduce stress. And if you're trying to lose weight, take a whiff of green apple to help stave off those snack cravings. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
A lot of cities will hold a festival centered around rock, but we're not talking about rock music. For it's a real rock that will fill all the hotel rooms in this city in the fall and have people driving from states away. It's a unique rock festival on this edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Aim for excellence while attending the 2017 Milk Business Conference, November 6th through the 8th at the M Resort in Las Vegas. This must-attend event for progressive dairy farmers seeking to navigate an increasingly complex and risky business environment will teach you how to improve your team and your bottom line. Register today at www.milkbusiness.com/event. That's www.milkbusiness.com/event.
Each year in late September, the town of Keokuk, Iowa, will hold something called Geode Fest. It's an event where people come to find those rocks with a plain outside, but a mineral filled inside.
It is a group of guided tours that we take people out on. We have like 12 different sites, and every site is available on every trip. We have guides assigned. We caravan out. We leave at 8 in the morning.
And have morning and afternoon sessions of geode hunting, says Mike Shoemate. Plus, there are awards at the end of the day.
We have the biggest geode, the smallest geode, the ugliest geode, the prettiest geode, and most unusual.
About 1,000 people will come and pay the small fee to go on the hunt. They mostly go to local creeks that produce an ample supply each year.
During the wintertime, they freeze and thaw and come out, and there's usually always plenty of geodes in the creek. And then we go over to the Fox River, which is one of the kids' favorites, because they love to get in the water and play around, and they can feel around with their feet, and they'll feel a round nodule, and that's a geode.
For the folks who live around here, well, there's always a geode to be found poking out of the ground, it seems.
The people have geodes in their yard in the springtime. The frost will heave them up. Lawnmowers don't like them very well.
You can come and pay to hunt any time of the year, but the Geode Fest has grown into a major fall event.
We started this to get the kids involved in geodes and geology. We found out kids come in all ages up to about 80 years old.
Traveling the countryside in Keokuk, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Nothing says fall like bright orange pumpkins. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With proper harvest and storage, they'll stay in top shape for all of your autumn activities as you're living the country life. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
Kubota, the subcompact tractor pioneers have done it again. The all-new Kubota BX80 Series subcompact tractor has performance, versatility, and comfort that'll surprise you. Built to move dreams forward with convenient features like the exclusive SwiftTouch front loader, an easy over mower deck, and a complete set of Land Pride implements. The all-new Kubota BX80. See it at your local Kubota dealer today.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Several years ago, we had a small pumpkin patch that produced maybe 3 pumpkins, but it was fun to watch them grow over the summer. The toughest part was figuring out when to pick them. Mike Rogge is a local foods and small farm educator at the University of Illinois. He says to harvest when the pumpkins are a deep orange color because they don't ripen any further after they're picked.
They're living when you pick them. They're still attached to the vine. You want to make sure the vine is healthy for picking them yourself. If you're selecting them from a store that are already picked, pick ones that have a nice, fresh, green handle. And the surface is entirely smooth. There's no disease or insect pressure on there.
Pumpkins should be harvested before the first hard freeze, which could damage the skin and kill tissue. Frostbitten pumpkins don't last very long. A healthy pumpkin will stay good for up to a couple of months when stored properly. Rogge says the best place for a pumpkin is in a pie, but if you have other plans for it, it should go through a curing process similar to potatoes and onions. This allows the rind of the pumpkin to toughen up.
Put it in a 80-85 degree temperature, 80-85% humidity environment for perhaps 10 days to 2 weeks to let it cure out. After that's happened, you want to place them in a single layer, not touching, and off of a wet concrete floor. And you want probably a temperature of 50 to 55 degrees at that point in time.
Put a piece of wood or cardboard on the bottom of your pumpkins to absorb any moisture that might collect underneath. For long-term storage, wash the fruit in a solution of 1 cup of chlorine to 1 gallon of water. This will kill bacteria that could cause rot on the pumpkins. Learn more about pumpkin harvest and storage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Securely fold you. Call.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more. Then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
For farmers who rent from other landowners, talking with your landlord should be more than a once-a-year proposition. That's next on the Farm Journal Report.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Aim for excellence while attending the 2017 Milk Business Conference, November 6th through the 8th at the M Resort in Las Vegas. This must-attend event for progressive dairy farmers seeking to navigate an increasingly complex and risky business environment will teach you how to improve your team and your bottom line. Register today at www.milkbusiness.com/event. That's www.milkbusiness.com/event.
Farmland owners and the farmers who rent from them all have a vested interest in the relationship going well. Chris Barron is a farmer from Rowley, Iowa, and a consultant for AgView Solutions, LLC. He says the way to ensure that good relationship is to keep the lines of communication open.
The more communication, the better. If you think about several of your different landowners, it's probably likely that the ones you communicate with the most, you probably have the best relationship with. And so if there's a landowner you haven't talked to for a while, it's probably important that you get out there and you maybe work at keeping that line of communication more open and talk more often if possible.
Barron says farmers should be transparent with landowners about things like yield projections and profit potential.
It's okay to be positive and have a good outlook on how things might look. That doesn't necessarily mean the rent's going to go higher if you have a positive outlook. It just means that, you know, hopefully you can open up their communication back to you and you can have a little better rapport back and forth.
Barron says it's also good for the farmer to know about circumstances in the landlord's life that may affect their relationship. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Soybean Association demanding more answers regarding dicamba drift damage. ASA President Ron Moore addressed the dicamba drift in a statement saying the issue is not going away and is only getting worse. The association says it's supporting research at land-grant universities to find answers. Moore says the independent research is needed, as well as research by states, to determine the root cause of the widespread problem and how to address them. There's now reported 2,200 complaints affecting 3.1 million acres of soybeans in 21 of 30 soybean-growing states, and ASA expects those numbers to climb. Moore says it's very important to recognize that the industry does not have all the data needed to clearly determine the causes of dicamba drift damage. Hurricanes Irma and Maria combined have destroyed about 80% of the crops in Puerto Rico. The damage so heavy that one farmer says there's no more agriculture on the island. Now, across the island, Maria took out entire plantations and destroyed dairy barns and industrial chicken coops. Plantain, bananas, and coffee that were hardest hit. The island suffered a loss of $780 million in agriculture yield, according to officials in Puerto Rico. Hurricane Georges in 1998 wiped out about 65% of the crops, and Hurricane Irma, which only grazed the island, took about $45 million in agriculture production. For more than 400 years, Puerto Rico's economy, based on agriculture, historically focused on sugarcane, tobacco, and citrus fruits. But that changed after World War II. Puerto Rico now imports about 85% of its food, and its food imports are expected to rise drastically. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Network, the pressure is continuing on our grains and soybeans. December Kansas City wheat down 4 1/4 at 454 3/4. March down 4 1/2 at 472 1/2. Corn not doing well. December down 1 3/4 at 352 1/4. March down 1 1/2 at 365 1/4. November soybeans down 5 1/4 at 960 1/4. January beans down 5 1/4 at 971. The later months are all down by 4 and 5 cents. October bean meal down 170 at 307.10. December is down 160 at 311.70. October soybean oil 37 lower at 32.65. December down 36 points at 32.86. So not a happy day in the soy complex, and corn and Kansas City wheat continue to struggle as well. A lot of volatility in the livestock complex. We're seeing some back and forth action with cattle back up right now. October live cattle up 15 at 108.72, but December just now ticked back to unchanged at 114.90. September feeders up 35 at 152.75. That's it for September feeders. October up 22 at 152.92. Hogs are in the green today, too. October hogs up 7 at 55.47. Let's take a look at cotton. Not doing well early on, but to have moved back around. December cotton up 44 points. Now at 69.09. March up 41 at 68.20. Crude oil is struggling a bit now after seeing some green earlier. November crude down 65 cents at 51.48. And December crude is down 66 cents at 51.77. All the energies are way off today. Crude oil is down. Unleaded gas is down. Heating oil is down. Natural gas is down as well. So not a good day for the energies. The gold contract looks a little brighter after being down some. October gold now up $1.40 at $12.85.50 an ounce. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, you've been having problems with herbicide-resistant weeds in your fields? Let's move to the next generation. Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans using dicamba herbicide. Roundup Ready 2 Extends have no yield drag. Excellent yielders, durability, strong production. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds, 1-800-634-2836 for your next clean field of soybean production.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Bend Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be saving for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, and play bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets, pool tabs, lots of snacks, and bottled beer. Plus, we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. Woo! So, how do you like bingo now? Check out new programs, pricing, and packages at prairiebend.com/bingo. Minimum age to play is 18.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, looking forward to World Dairy Expo, which gets underway next week in Madison, Wisconsin. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years. And it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
World Dairy Expo gets underway in Madison, Wisconsin. I think it can truly be called the biggest world dairy show on the planet. It features the best and the brightest during its world-class seminars coming up this year. The expo seminars include topics on robotic milking systems, on A2 milk, which is a big question in the minds of a lot of dairy farmers, transition cow health, mycotoxin in feedstuffs, consumer perceptions, cover crops, and future farm labor. Seminars will be showcased through Tuesday through Saturday, located in the exhibition hall at the Alliant Energy Center. And additionally, all seminars will be recorded and available for online viewing upon completion. And they get underway October 3rd at 1 p.m. and they go all the way through Saturday, with the last one being at 11 a.m. Something else going on for young people at the World Dairy Expo this year. It's looking for the best young fitters and showmen in the world to compete in the World Dairy Expo Youth Fitting and Youth Showmanship Contests. All young dairy enthusiasts are welcome. These competitions are open to anyone who meets the age requirements. Participants are not required to exhibit in one of the breed shows. To qualify, however, to be eligible, contestants must use an animal that will be shown or sold at Expo this year. Kicking off the week's youth activities in the contest will be Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And then on Thursday, October 5th at 6 p.m., following the day's breed shows, the top young showmen take to the colored shavings to compete in the youth competition, showmanship competition. The junior division, ages 9 to 13, and then there is one more category, 14 to 17, and it should be fun to see them at work. Back with a final word after this message.
With harvest around the corner, look to the sunrise of the Farmers Cooperative for your agronomy solutions. Talk to your agronomist about winning the war against resistant weeds through a fall herbicide application program. And now is the time to book your fall grid sampling with special discounts on 2.5 acre grid samples. Let the Farmers Cooperative be your partner in the field. See your local agronomy branch today.
Investing in our owner's success.
We'll see you at World Dairy Expo in Madison next week. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
It won't be long before the drills start rolling in our area for the 2018 wheat crop, so now is a great time to do a quick review of your wheat policy to ensure that you have the best coverage for your operation. It only takes a few minutes to run a quote of the different levels available to compare guarantees and premiums so that you get the best fit. Any new policies must be written and or changes made to the existing policies by September 30th for the 2018 wheat crop. Just give us a call at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393, so we can make sure your coverage fits your needs.
Reduce the mortality rate in your farrowing operation. The key is having an attentive staff that caters to the piglets' needs from day one on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 60 months. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
You wouldn't drive just any tractor, so why use just any diesel fuel? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has 7 top quality additives for better performance and less downtime than typical number 2. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. So ask yourself, what's in your diesel fuel? And more importantly, why settle for anything less than the best in your equipment? Upgrade to Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
The industry standard for pre-weaning mortality in piglets on average is 14 to 16%, so there's always room for improvement. Paying attention to detail will save more piglets. Dr. Keith Breddy is the Director of Veterinary Services for Standard Nutrition Company in Omaha. He says when pigs are born, they can't regulate their body temperature until they're about 3 days old. On day one, have your best people there, making sure the piglets start out in a dry, clean, and warm environment.
The cleaned out area for that piglet to land as he comes out, get that piglet dried off and around to a warm area where it's a temperature that he likes. We can have that local micro environment down there much warmer than what the sow's going to have. That piglet's going to have some energy, get up, and go get that first drink.
If you do day one right, days 2 through 8 usually go a lot better. But this is also when you focus on the fallback piglets that aren't getting up and doing what they're supposed to and the reason why.
You know, is there mastitis keeping those piglets from consuming what they need to consume? Is there a splay leg situation? Are they scouring very quickly or something like that? That detailed attention day 2 through 8 is critical. That's why you want your best caretakers right there, because they got to notice that and deal with a lot of things that could be happening.
Piglets laid on and crushed by the sow is a leading cause of death. Sow comfort, stall design, and sensors that detect when pigs are being laid on will save more of them. I'm Jody Henke. Find additional tips for reducing piglet mortality at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the latest map of United States pasture and rangeland conditions looks very, very different than it did just a month ago. We get the story from Rod Bain.
One quarter of the nation's pasture and rangelands are in very poor to poor condition, per USDA's latest condition report, while 42% are in good to excellent condition, down 3% from the previous week. Yet, as USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey explains, current pasture and rangeland condition numbers by region may surprise. For instance, due to much-needed September precipitation in the dry northern plains and Pacific Northwest,
we actually did see improvement from that rain and wet snow across the northern plains. Montana was one of the biggest beneficiaries.
With a 9-point improvement in pasture and rangeland condition in the Big Sky State, and similar improvements reported in the Dakotas and Washington State. Meanwhile, a rather dry trend over the last month to 2 months is impacting pasture and rangeland ratings in areas such as the Midwest, Northeast, and Southern states that did not receive tropical storm-generated moisture.
That's why the national numbers responded the way they have.
I'm Rod Bain reporting from Washington, D.C.
In other news, South Korea's trade minister is meeting with lawmakers in Washington, D.C. this week ahead of a meeting with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer next month. Lighthizer will meet with Korea next month to discuss a path forward for CORUS, the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement. Korea's trade minister has met with agriculture sector lawmakers, including Nebraska Republican Deb Fischer, to discuss CORUS, along with Iowa's Chuck Grassley. Fischer maintains support for CORUS because of the great economic benefits it provides agriculture. South Korea will host the next trade meeting with the United States. That will be on October the 4th. The Trump administration is seeking to amend the 5-year-old deal. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Wheat growers, now is the time to be thinking about certified seed. AgriPro brand varieties are developed by the largest and longest-running wheat breeding program in North America. The SY Grit variety is a yield leader even in tough, dry conditions. SY Grit combines excellent standability, a good disease package, and high yield for superior overall performance. Now is the time to call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find performance and agronomic data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair,